think most of my cocktail conversations revolve around, can you put two olives in that?
Yeah.
Is there a tip jar? Yeah. Are you guys out of gin?
Yeah.
Is there more gin coming? Is that rosé? These are the kind of cocktail conversation starters that I like. You know, do you like to drink? Are there more napkins? Yeah. Where's the bathroom? Please tell me it's not downstairs, because that's bullshit. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmari, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
I'd like to kick off, if you don't mind.
You know, kick it off.
I want to kick off with the Taylor Hamageddon.
Taylor Hamageddon.
Okay, so Katie is a native of New Jersey. So basically, there's the Taylor Ham roll. Is that correct?
No, we don't even say.
You don't say roll?
No,
I'm already wrong.
Taylor ham and cheese sandwich.
Okay.
With egg, maybe.
Okay.
But it's Taylor ham and cheese on a roll, salt, pepper, ketchup.
And where do you get? You can get this at like
any deli.
Any decent deli.
That's worth its salt.
Okay.
I'm like drooling thinking about it. Right?
Was this the kind of thing like as kids you guys would like try to grab it after school?
No.
Or
no. This is
a lunch thing.
Is something maybe somebody's father must have made like on a Saturday morning.
Okay, so something you would prepare at home
well. Maybe you would have that, but it's more as you get a little bit older, you're a teenager, and you're getting into the whole egg sandwich routine, mm-hmm. or the late night food routine. You'd go for the Taylor ham and cheese sandwich after a night of going out.
Is there anything specific about the cheese? Is it always American cheese?
American cheese, or maybe cheddar.
Okay, and what about the roll?
And the roll's a nice soft roll.
Like a sweet roll?
No.
Okay. I'm from the South. We put sugar in everything.
No, not sweet at all. This is the savory.
So the question here, and this is straight out of Trenton, is it pork roll or Taylor ham?
Taylor ham.
See, the processed meat product is a staple at breakfast sandwiches in New Jersey, but the question of what to call the roll apparently has divided the state. Now the legislature is taking up the issue as they decide on what the state's official sandwich should be.
Oh.
Should it be the pork roll egg and cheese or Taylor ham egg and cheese?
Taylor ham egg and cheese, for sure.
Well, you can vote on it, it says. You can go online and vote on it.
Do you have to be a New Jersey resident?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can do this.
You can do this. State Assemblyman Tom Eustace of Bergen last month introduced two competing bills honoring either the pork roll or the Taylor ham and launched an online survey to get people's opinions.
Pork roll, you're opening up yourself to a whole variety of non-Taylor ham products.
So John Taylor, he was a state senator and entrepreneur, is credited with selling the first pork roll in Trenton in 1856.
How dare he?
While a butcher called George Washington Case created his own recipe in 1870. So apparently there was some crosstown rivalry between Taylor Provisions Company and Case Pork Roll Company.
Yeah.
So that's the, I guess that's the
line.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, the two different brands.
The line and the ham.
Taylor ham has a better, it's a better taste, it's a better product than your random pork roll.
Just any old pork roll.
Yeah.
It says Taylor had originally called his product the Taylor's Prepared Ham, but he was forced to change the name because it failed to meet the definition, the legal definition of a ham.
It sure does. I agree with him.
There was a 1906 rule for pure food and drug. So it didn't even make it back then. So God only knows.
Yeah.
It's not literally a ham.
It's not a ham. No. But it's a superior food product.
It's a superior product.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to, you know, show your support, on May 28th, the Trenton Pork Roll Festival is going to be at Trenton Social, so you can go to that. Or you can go to the 3rd Annual Pork Roll Festival in Mill Hill Park. Do you know these places? That just sounds
so
great.
Trenton, but not,
Mill Hill Park.
No, I don't know it, but I might have to get on a bus and go there.
So you're pro Taylor ham.
I'm pro Taylor ham. Staunch.
Even
I'm
though it's not supporter. Technically a ham.
That's right. Taylor
I wonder
ham
what
it is.
It's always sketchy anyway. I feel like a lot of processed pork product. But if it doesn't even make it as a ham. Like it's just, because usually we say it's lips and assholes.
Cook
so this
it
isn't
up,
even lips and assholes.
You cook it up in a pan. And it can get just a little bit blackened in the middle and on
does
the
it come like a spam? Like is it a chunk of ham?
It is.
A chunk.
It's about four
slices. A hunk
slices,
of burning ham.
Four slices mm-hmm. stacked upon each other. And it's sealed in plastic.
Get out.
And you pull it. Yeah. You open it up and you peel away.
Okay. So it's like a sliced deli meat, but you get it in the supermarket.
Yeah. You can get prepared. It in the supermarket shop. Yeah.
Wow. Have you ever made either the pork roll, the offending pork roll, or the Taylor ham sandwich yourself?
I have only made Taylor ham sandwiches myself. I would never touch the pork roll.
The pork roll is beneath you.
No.
So have you made a Taylor ham sandwich recently, or is this something from, like, college?
No, I've made them in my adult years, like, okay. Out of college. I mean, I was an adult in college, but still.
In the real adult world.
Yeah. And I still see the Taylor ham on display in the supermarket, and I say, oh, God, I really want that, but it's so bad for you.
Really? It's all nitrates?
Yeah, it's all nitrates. It's all fat. It's all.
But every once in a while, delicious. You gotta have something like that.
Yeah, but you know what I mean?
I feel like if you're drunk, the Taylor ham sandwich is, like, the way to go.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Or if it's the morning after.
It's the morning after, or it's after a late night, and mm-hmm. you stop at a diner. You have to stop at a diner in New Jersey and get a Taylor ham and cheese sandwich with French fries, and that's it.
That's pretty meal. Cool. So this is...
That happens after a night of drinking, and I don't really drink, so...
True. We all know that. So that we've solved the Taylor ham and get... I just think it's so funny, so yeah. If you guys want to show support, there's a Trenton Pork Roll Festival, which just, how much could there be?
I would actually be sickened to go to that.
Yes.
Not pork roll, it's because it's not Taylor ham.
But if you, the Taylor ham will be there.
All right.
But there will also be other, you know, I guess, rival pork rolls.
Well, there'll be certain colors for Taylor ham versus other pork rolls. What do they know what team you're in?
I would say there would be a brawl, but I think people would just be too, like, greasy and tired to do anything. Like, I imagine this is the kind of thing where, like, because when I was a kid, I think we've talked about this before, we used to eat Spam sandwiches all the time. And even worse, if you wanted to really hook it up, you could do a little bit of Scrapple on the Spam.
Oh, yeah, the Scrapple you talked
disgusting.
About.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
It's absolutely disgusting, but it was delicious.
Oh, it's salty and delicious.
Yeah, salt and crisp. If you could just take salt, just put a little, like, some kind of a
and fat.
Uh-huh. Crisp that up real nice, put that with some bread, boom.
Yeah.
There you go. And some American, quote-unquote, cheese.
Copyright, hey, you know it.
It's a hey, you know it sandwich. It's just salt with fat wrapped around it, fried with a little piece of American cheese and any bread you can find.
Yeah.
It's for anyone. You can use a tortilla. We're open-minded.
Yeah.
An English muffin, even. We don't care. All right, so what do you got?
Oh, my God. My stomach is turning a little bit.
From the grease of the Taylor ham roll. It's artisanal salt on our sandwich. It's
okay. Okay, I have a little bit of science and technology.
All right, cool. So this is, I guess, unpopular science and technology. We're freaked out by something.
Yeah.
And it's scientific.
Yeah, this is what we're freaked out about now is office chairs that auto park around the desk.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Why is there more than one chair at my desk? Okay, let me just chill out for a second. I'm excited about this as you were about the pork ham.
Nissan has used its collective brain power to develop the intelligent parking chair. Clap your hands.
Because it's a problem in offices that there's just chairs everywhere and you can never find a parking spot.
That's right. But you go into the conference room and there's a certain number of chairs and sometimes there's more people than chairs. And so you have to pull the chairs in from your office.
And then you
look like a fool because you're bent over pushing this chair like I don't know what.
I say if there's not enough chairs in me, I magically can't attend.
So clap your hands and the chair zooms in from wherever it was to park itself neatly behind a conference table or desk. So you want to join
us? What
if
there's a person there?
Zip, here comes the chair. You better move.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to say. I would tell everybody just to line up around the conference room and then I'd start some applause and they'd all just get like kneecapped.
Yeah, right.
By chairs coming in. That's what I'm thinking about doing. That sounds good to me.
And Nissan boasted in a press release, by day, these chairs are inanimate objects. By night, they park. And they have a video showing the chairs going in surrounding
the table. I hope they got fired for that.
Yeah.
For that.
The chairs work because of Wi-Fi enabled cameras positioned around the room. The cameras note the position of the chairs and send the info to a software program that calculates where each chair should be.
This sounds like there's not a real problem. We need
and also the clapping idea. That's the mechanism that turns it on. It says here,
the
when
clapper.
Someone claps, it's like pushing the on button. The Wi-Fi transmits the route of where each chair should go, and they roll into motion.
But what about an office where there's a lot of awesome stuff happening all day, and people are just clapping?
Yeah.
Like, for no reason at all.
That's true.
You know?
Or if, that's a really great joke.
Yeah. Or if you slap someone, and then a chair appears. It's like, that's not what I wanted. I was indignant when I hit you in the face, and now you have a seat.
Yeah. Well, you could also get rid of somebody that way and really, you know, do some kind of office politics by just clapping a chair zooms in, yes. Knocks them out from behind the knees.
Or how about take a seat? I don't want to sit down. Well, too late.
Yeah. Oh, you're sitting.
So once I'm in the chair, can I clap and move the chair around or no?
I hope so.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, right? Everybody come to the office and just everyone claps. Yeah. And they just zoom in.
What if you do like a slow 80s clap of approval? Then what happens? So this is what Nissan's coming. Are they not doing cars anymore? Like, what happened to that?
I think they're just branching out.
Really?
They still have their cars.
To chairs?
Yeah.
Always someone sitting around like, you know what? Cars is old. What's new? What's new that's out there? Chairs?
Chairs.
Oh, yeah.
Nissan cars and chairs.
Yeah. Why not?
Nissan cars, chairs, yeah. And hot dogs.
New Nissan chair. You need this chair. I guess it could be this one.
Cars, chairs, hot dogs.
Yeah. And, I don't know, contraceptives.
And contraceptives.
Why not? Just clap and yeah. It comes on.
Yeah.
A condom shows up.
Yeah. Yes. Clap twice.
On a chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, can I get the chair to deliver things to me? Or do I need a completely different robot for that?
That's a great idea. It's another function that they should.
I get for push. Two claps, a whoopee cushion appears on said chair. That's weird. They got nothing else going on.
Yeah, oh, you can imagine pitching an idea, and the boss doesn't like it. He claps your chair. Your chair's out. No, goodbye.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah, I think that's not really a problem. I think it's not a problem. So I have something. I have some beer news.
Beer news is always welcome.
So I hope you have something positive to say about this, because I sure as hell don't. It says, "Love them or hate them, the Dave Matthews Band."
Oh,
they've been around for 25 years. That's too much of the time of our lives. I can barely remember when there wasn't Dave Matthews Band.
Wow, they've been around that long.
Mm-hmm. They've been sucking for that long.
I know one song.
And it's the one about...
The crashing into you because your skirt goes up or something.
And then everyone yells in the wrong direction, and then they go home and watch How I Met Your Mother. Like, I don't know.
What?
Like, I feel like there's a song where everyone, they all sing it together.
Oh.
And I think it's the crashing into you song. They all sing it together.
Crash into me, and I run into you.
Yeah, it's something about the wrong direction.
And then Jaquetta is doing this, like, the gang's all here, yes. Kind of arm move. Like,
because
hey,
I'm
everyone.
Being rude, and it's corny, and I can't stand Dave. So anyway, so Dave Matthews Band, to commemorate 25 years of freaking awesome tunes, dude,
yeah.
For the bro set, is going to be having a beer called what? Warehouse Pills. And apparently the warehouse is like their collection of fans. They call themselves the warehouse. I guess it's like fish heads.
Yeah, but I don't understand why it's Warehouse. That's Dave Matthews Band. Am I just out of it?
The band's official fan club is called Warehouse. Maybe it has something to do with one of their awesome songs.
Okay.
I missed the party on that, the front
party. I did too. I'm totally out of the loop on that.
So it's a German-style Pilsner, even though it says here that the band is fronted by a dude from South Africa. And it's going to be dry hopped with German hops. In golden color, a mildly floral hop flavor, clean malt finish. Perfect for those warm spring and summer days, and as well as enjoying your favorite Dave Matthews Band song.
Oh.
So apparently the beer is going to be as inoffensive and bland as the music and the band itself, but it's only going to be available on tap in Virginia for the summer.
Oh, now will the beer make the song sound better?
I think if you have enough of it,
sure.
And then you plug your ears and punch yourself in the face, Dave Matthews Band might be okay. I don't have a single friend who likes Dave Matthews Band. I've never dated anyone who's had like a Dave Matthews album, which is weird because I've dated quite a few white dudes
mm-hmm.
who you would think like kind of fit into that demographic, you know, but not a single one of them was into Dave Matthews Band.
There's an improv group. I think they call themselves the Dave Matthews Band or something like that, but they... their shtick is that they're at a Dave Matthews concert.
That's funny.
And then they do a scene.
Well, that's
so
cool.
So they have to start it off always.
So is it like, are they all with stocks and socks, that
yeah.
kind of thing?
Yeah. So, but it's the people who are in it is Jason Sudeikis.
Okay.
And
Ed Helms
was doing it, I think.
They seem like they could play the quintessential Dave Matthews Band fans.
Yeah.
There's this thing going around the internet about Nickelback. Do you remember Nickelback?
I remember, but what's...
Apparently people hate Nickelback.
Yeah, that's like a big
What did they
thing.
Ever do?
I don't know, but it's been a punchline in many jokes.
Yeah. And I think it gets referred to all the time. Like, people have this, like, really allergic reaction to Nickelback. I mean...
Yeah, the punchline is you could just be like, yeah, it's like Nickelback.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, God, is that bad?
Yeah. Armageddon. It's just weird. I don't really have a negative. I'm like, they're okay, I guess. I think I probably maybe know one song. I don't know
I
if they're.
Name a song
they could
for
be Silverchair, Or 311. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure. 311,
wow.
Not sure.
Did you pull, where did you pull 311?
I'm going back into my white music phase. And I think a friend of mine had a 311 album.
I have a 311
album. And we listened. It's probably the same one.
Yeah.
Because I think there's only one that people bought.
Yeah, because it was like 1993. Mm-hmm. They can't.
But it's just like, why Nickelback? Why Nickelback?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do some research. What did they do? You know?
Well, maybe it's like, give me that Nickelback. And it maybe makes people
anxious?
You know, angry.
I don't know. In any case, so what do you got?
Well,
now that we've
wait.
Covered that.
I can't wait to invest in this.
Okay.
Because I think it's the future.
Is it the flying car? No?
No.
I want it to be.
It's a youth-enhancing product. It's like Spanx for the face.
What?
Spanx for your face.
I'm thinking Buffalo Bill now. I'm thinking you just cut a young person's face off and stretched it onto your own face.
Right, and ties it up in the back.
Yeah. Like, what's the problem?
No, it's a new polymer, and it makes eye bags disappear.
Okay, into where? They just hang out the back.
Everything is tightened up, just like you would put on a pair of Spanx, and it smooths everything out.
I guess,
gets
yeah.
rid of the bumps and,
okay.
and lumps and all kinds of things. You put this polymer on your face. You spread it under your eyes or wherever you want
mm-hmm.
it to appear tighter. And
can clear. I put it on my boobs? Or no? It's too much work.
There's...
They're like, look, lady, it's not atomic strength. Okay, it's for eyes.
Yeah. Like, your eyes are up here.
Yeah, not up here. There. Eyes up here. Okay, so you put it under your eyes.
Yeah, you put it on, and it's a topical kind of a liquid, mm-hmm. and you put this...
And it's not Preparation H.
Right.
And you the put drag queen an, surprise.
An accelerator on it to make it actually take effect.
Okay.
And suddenly your eyes do not have any lines or wrinkles underneath.
And apparently you're Asian because that's what just happened when you pulled everything back.
I know. I was
you went too far.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is, it's like an ointment.
Okay.
And then it becomes a solid.
Ooh.
Do you ever see the liquid Band-Aids?
Yeah. We have liquid Band-Aids.
So it's something like that, but it just kind of dries, and it doesn't make your skin look tight. It just
Where do
it,
the bags go?
They are just smoothed out. And because it lasts for about 16 hours, and then you wash it off.
And then everything drops back
everything
down.
Drops, yeah. That's awesome. I can't wait for people who are like in their 50s, and they want to look like they're 35, and they go out
for a couple hours.
Day, right? And then they jump in a pool.
And they get out, and it's cocoon.
They come back out. They rise from the water, and it's like, God.
And their bags are still hanging down there. That's fascinating. What's it called? It doesn't say.
It doesn't, no.
Bag be gone.
But it's kind of like a second skin. That's what they're saying. It's not going to heal your skin. It's not going to change your skin. It's just going to change the appearance.
Huh.
Which is fine with me.
I mean, are they looking for investors, or are you just offering investment money?
I just feel like I want to invest
you
in
want a,
it.
You want a piece of it.
But I think it's Jennifer Aniston's company. Or something.
Oh, really? Is that what she's doing?
Yeah, she's involved in this company, and I don't have the name of it here, but I saw it in my other research that I didn't bring in.
Ooh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So that's what she's working on, huh?
Yeah. I think they started it in 2014. It's 2016 now. So it's now resurging again.
It's funny
back.
Because I think they're trying to get Aniston while they can, because she's only, what, 42 or 43?
No, she's 45.
Still, that's still fairly, yeah, you could still pull it off.
Yeah.
Come back in 10 years.
And see what it is.
See, she's still telling people to drink water. Yeah. When she's kicking her tits down the street, like, you know, by accident. That's funny. I like it.
Yeah, but boy, if this really works, this is going to be a big game changer for everybody.
I'm going to put it everywhere. I'm just imagining that everybody looks fantastic from the front. If you turn for a profile, all that shit's out the back.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you smoothed everything, but only to a certain point in your profile.
Yeah.
And then it has to be somewhere.
They say they tested it on 300 people.
That's it?
It appears to be safe.
So far.
why wouldn't it be? I don't know.
Well, the chemicals?
Yeah.
Seeping into your skin?
Yeah.
I mean, the easiest way to get something into the body that's nasty is through the skin. Especially underneath your eyes. That's really thin skin.
Yeah. But the thing is, if I'm going to die, this is the way I want to go out with a smooth face.
Really? I'm going to make sure everything's pulled back tight.
Yeah.
I'll keep pulling. Put your back into it, man.
Now, the only thing that and this other article, and I don't have the numbers here, it's something like $700 for a 3-month.
Oh, that's got to come down.
Yeah.
That's way too much.
But they have to price it high to get the high-end people into it to kind of set a trend. And then they're going to.
And then they'll drop the price down.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So I have some barnyard news. We like to report on animals that are in the barnyard, some that are not. Bees are some of our favorite.
Oh, yeah.
So this one, this apparently a swarm of bees in Jersey City decided to swarm a Mustang. So they swarmed onto the hood of a Mustang made that like their temporary hive for a while.
They're so weird. They'll swarm and then just find a little spot and it's like, why are you doing this?
Well, here's why they do it. Because when there's one queen in the hive, right? If another queen comes along in the hive, mm-hmm. the hive splits in two mm-hmm. and they follow that second queen. That new queen obviously doesn't have a freaking clue and went straight to this Mustang. It was like, I got to do something. I got to go somewhere. Yeah. You know, this is the best thing I could find. So luckily, some nice people in Jersey City saw the bees mm-hmm. And then contacted a beekeeper who rode his bike over there and rescued the bees.
On his bike?
On his bike.
Come on along, bees.
And then a filmmaker shows up and made like a short film about the situation that was going on. So the important thing is like if you see a nest of bees, mm-hmm. you got to call a beekeeper. There's nothing you can do. Don't mess with it. Don't try to start up your Mustang. Don't try to, like, apparently people spray them. I'm like, why would you ever spray hundreds of angry bees?
Yeah.
Well, potentially angry bees.
Yeah.
Apparently now these bees were chilling.
You want to make sure they're angry by spraying them. Yeah. And they'd be like, what?
So there were hundreds of, the first person who saw it thought it was seeds. I don't know why. What? I'm like, how long have you been in a city
that
you don't
funny?
Know a bee?
That is, you can see something and you just, it will not make sense to you. You're
but
like,
why do seeds on a Mustang make sense? Like,
because bees are weirder.
But why wouldn't you immediately think it's some kind of insect, right? Why would you think, bunch of seeds?
Yeah, but your mind does that.
Swarm together.
Your mind will come up with something that seems to be the most logical explanation when you're looking at something that's
totally
different.
But the woman who saw it, Camille of Jersey mm-hmm. City, realized that it actually was not seeds and were bees. And
she
then
probably
put
thought they were pumpkin seeds, too.
Put the bees on Facebook. And that's how the beekeeper and the short filmmaker gets involved. So this guy's an amateur beekeeper. He lives in the Bergen Lafayette Center, and he's been training under Darius Plavinkas, who is apparently a guru beekeeper in Jersey City. I didn't know Jersey City was going this way.
The amateur beekeeper is something that scares me. It's really?
We need those in cities now because, you know, we don't have any bees.
Yeah.
So there's nowhere for the bees to go and to hang out. So we need people to have, like, you know, bee keeps throughout mm-hmm. the city. But yeah, amateur beekeeper does sound like, it's like get certified. You know what I mean? Like, finish.
Yeah, we need some kind of certification.
Finish your training.
Right.
You know,
years ago when I was a child, a neighbor, there was a swarm of bees that kind of drilled in through the roof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't play around.
And into the bedroom. And she was young. And so she, like, they drilled a hole in her ceiling and started, you know, just kind of flew around.
They liked the place.
Yeah. And I remember I had to play with her. I had to take her away and amuse her while they were getting the
They came and got the bees together. Yeah, so, but the correct thing to do was to contact your local professional
not
beekeeper.
The amateur on his bike.
So it was pretty interesting.
Even though he did a good job.
And the article, unfortunately, was about bees in the hood.
Because
it was on the hood of a Mustang. I think, you know what? Mustangs are pretty badass. So I'm giving up for these bees. That's all right.
Yeah.
They didn't pick a Prius. Notice. You know, they didn't pick, like...
Yeah. That's true.
A namby-pamby car. All right, what do you got?
I got the four R's.
What's the four R's? Rehearse, record, rinse, or repeat.
209 West 40th Street. # Blocklight NYC.
I have Tales from the Campfire.
Oh, Tales from the Campfire is a segment where we find tales on the internet of the paranormal, ghost stories, fake lore,
scary
folklore,
stuff.
Scary stuff.
Yeah.
And we retell it here around the digital campfire. So, gather around.
Gather around, listeners. This is Craigslist, your Ouija board.
Okay. Really? All right.
And I get a lot of my stories from Your Ghost Story. This is a website where people post their own stories.
Oh, cool. Okay. So they're fresh.
And
personal.
They are
amateur.
They're amateur. Yeah. They're written by people who are not writers.
Okay. But who have seen a ghost.
Yeah. And so, but they're documenting this in their own story. And while I take them seriously, of course, the stories are
quite humorous.
Yeah. Okay. So this writer is from Montana and is a middle-aged adult. This is all they'll tell you.
So you get a lot of these from them because you always say like a youngish, you know, a spring chicken.
Yeah, but I like putting that down because it's like, so this middle-aged adult, somebody now is writing this and this is their experience. And I like to think about the time when this actually happened. Okay, so this middle-aged adult writes, I'm always on the local Craigslist site looking for a bargain, something odd or unique or something that I can use for my art. And found an interesting post in the free stuff category a few months ago. A person was offering his Ouija board for free.
Right away. He's trying to get rid of it, but for some reason he can't just throw it away. I wouldn't take it.
Right.
That's creepy.
He wanted it gone immediately. The post stated that since buying it and apparently using it, that bad things were happening in his home, and their child now has an invisible friend that they can't get rid of.
Who wouldn't want that Ouija board?
I bet you people wanted that Ouija board. They're like, I want to see what's on the...
On the other side.
Yeah.
And it freaked my kid out.
Yeah, my thoughts were, why give your ills to someone else?
Then I contacted him to get his ills.
If you know what comes with bad spirits, why wish that on someone else? Maybe he was afraid that the bad spirits would do if their board was placed in a fire. Who knows?
Well, see, that's the thing. If you are into Ouija boards and you believe this Ouija board has brought ill to you, there's no reason to believe that simply ripping it up or putting it in the fire is going to get rid of that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I think you need to pass it on to some other unsuspecting sucker and let them deal with it.
Right.
You know?
That's what a great human being.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think ripping it up, you'd probably rip it up and get back to your house and be like, it's back here again.
Yeah. I think there's some kind of ritual you have to go through for getting rid of a bad Ouija board.
And this guy didn't want to do it. He just put it on Craigslist.
Yeah.
I like how that Craigslist is for anything.
Yeah.
Old cars, old clothing, old Ouija boards that come with spirits.
But when I remembered as a young kid, we did the very same thing. Begged someone to take ours away. The spirit we were speaking to was named Linus.
Okay. That's a creepy. It's not creepy at all.
I really didn't think that was a real name outside of the Peanuts cartoon.
No, it's a real name.
Yeah.
Like, really?
He was friendly at first, yet insistent that he didn't want to speak with me.
Okay.
So we figured...
Is anyone else here?
Yeah.
Anyone else?
I don't want to speak to this middle-aged adult.
Yeah.
Who was younger at this...
Is there a legitimately old person there or a very young person? Yeah. Make a choice.
So we figured we'd just force it to.
Good job.
My sister's hands hadn't touched the pointer yet when my fingers were about an inch away. The pointer moved away from me.
It's a bitch, I said, I don't want to talk to you. I know you heard me.
You can't even get a spirit to talk.
That's what I'm saying.
The spirit's there. It's like, I'll even talk to you. It's like turning your back.
But just leave it then. He's not interested. Or she's not interested. You're going to force it.
So the sister asked the sneak question. Up on it. You know, where are you from? I'm from the 17th dimension. Oh, that's so interesting. And then he asks, oh, how is the 17th dimension?
Look,
the
I said.
And the spirit's like, la, 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 la.
Yes, I told you not to talk to me.
Okay. It refused to move after that, so my sister's friend got back on it, and Linus was angry. He told us to cover our eyes for 5 minutes.
Huh? Well, okay.
Nothing exploded after 5 minutes, nor did we see anything, but our phone rang.
Okay. Well, what, did he just run over to the wall phone and call him real fast? First, what happened in the 5 minutes?
Yeah.
You had to take a pee.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll be right back.
Just, I guess, building tension.
I guess.
Cover your eyes.
Cover your eyes, yeah.
Probably had to
sit there.
We answered only to hear scribbling sounds, noises on the other end, what sounded like someone trying to whisper something.
Or take a note. He had to pee, he had to write something down, give him a moment. Jeez.
So that was enough for us. I forgot who took it, but I hope they had a better time with it than we did.
It's probably the same board.
Yeah.
Yes, it's coming back. Yes.
And he turns it over. There's his initials on the other side.
I told you I didn't want to talk to you.
Linus.
Yeah, Linus. Quit playing.
And yes, the pointer will move and spell words. It's not just a game or a hoax. Spiritual communication does occur on a Ouija board. Unless you have a bonehead friend who insists on spelling his own made-up garbage.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
PSA.
So if you're searching around and find a Ouija board or sell for free, don't be foolish enough to take ownership of it unless you're prepared to deal with the bad that can come from it.
Yeah.
Bad line is bad. The post has been since removed. Should it be interesting to see if it pops back up in a free post again by the new owner in a few weeks?
Wow.
Somebody's got this board.
I wonder how, yeah, probably every couple of weeks it's back on there. It's like, I got this off of Craigslist, I'm just passing it on.
It should be a movie. It's like you have to pass on
the Ouija,
the Ouija board, and then that person gets killed. There was the movie where there was like an evil spirit that was going to kill you, and it was walking really slowly. This is a real movie, by the way.
Okay.
This thing comes, I think, what was it called? It walks, maybe. Let's just call it walks.
It walks, and it's friggin' slow.
Part one. And it walks towards you, and if it gets to you, it's
was the movie slow as well? Were people like, I'm going to finish my coffee first, then I'm going to run. Because look at all he's moving.
But it can take the shape of anybody, so it can look like someone you know, someone you don't know.
Maybe after you come to me super slow.
Yeah, then you're like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Would you like, if you try to talk to it, it's not.
Yeah, because you're a quick walker, and you're taller than me. If all of a sudden you were at like quarter speed.
Yeah, then you'd get away. Because...
And I shouldn't have a hard time doing so because you're moving slow.
And the rule is, when a spirit comes to you and wants to kill you, the only way you can get rid of it is if you have sex with somebody else. And then that spirit will
go. Who?
Then
anybody.
Anybody. Just have sex with anybody.
You're like, hey, sir, you look all right.
Yeah. And then that spirit will now bypass you and go to that one and try to kill
you. So you got to sleep with someone you don't care for.
Right.
Hey, I was good at that back in the day.
So one night stands are perfect. You can do that.
Or if but enemies...
You need to also kind of tell that person what's going to happen, because...
Look, we bought the bone down, but...
No, right?
Caveat.
After the boning.
You've been cursed.
You bone down.
Yeah.
Tell them, now you're cursed, and we see somebody coming at you really slow. You better run. And the only way to get rid of it is to sleep with someone else. And the idea is to get that person to sleep with someone else.
Was
and
this
that
a person porn?
To sleep someone else. No. Because if those people get killed, it comes back up the chain and will come back and get you. You have to get it as far away from you as possible.
So you have to keep the sex chain moving.
Yeah.
You got to keep it moving quickly.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it comes back to you. Yeah. That's interesting.
So this poor person, you know, slept with somebody, thought the guy cared about her. And he's like, by the way, see that coming? It's for you and it's going to kill you. You better run and sleep with someone else and get rid of it.
So what did the woman, did she get on a train? Like, did she get far?
That's the thing. You can travel because the thing goes on foot.
Okay.
So if you got on a train, if you're in New York, and you get on Amtrak,
you
go to Colorado,
or
wherever you're going to go.
You're good. You got like maybe a week.
A week. And then this thing will come. And you'll get on another train and go somewhere else.
Yeah, just keep it moving. Yeah. Keep it rolling. Wow, that's interesting. I like that. Yeah. So this is our tale from Dark Campfire. I like that one.
Well, this girl, she went out and she found some guys fishing in the ocean.
Okay.
And she swam out to them naked. It was like, hi, I'm here.
See, now right away, if I were in a group of guys and a woman came up naked and was like, hey, who wants to sleep with me? I'd be like, no, not us, ladies.
Yeah.
This is too good to be true. Yeah. Like, something is not right here.
Right.
I like it. So, we used to do a segment a while ago called Celebrity Shill, where we report on celebrities who are out there doing advertisements for various things. And then I happened to see... one night, this commercial for kitty litter with your girl, Catherine. Is it Hagel or Heigl?
Heigl, I believe.
And I don't know that much about her. I know she's in a lot of, like, or she was in a lot of soppy kind of romantic movies. Mm-hmm. She did, like, 27 dresses.
27.
27 dresses, these kind of things.
First of all, you'll never believe she has 27 friends.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Who's been to 27 weddings?
Yeah.
Unless you're performing or you work at a venue.
Yeah.
So apparently she's like kind of a pain in the ass is what I'm hearing. Apparently Shonda Rhimes called her some names.
Yeah.
And didn't want to ever work with her again. Apparently she's really mean and her mom is mean too. And her mom is her manager.
Oh.
Yeah, like nobody likes them.
Yeah, that's what I heard. She's incredibly difficult. Nobody likes her.
Yeah.
She's mean.
Yeah. And now I guess she's kind of, she did a Z-Quil commercial. And then she was going to be in a TV show that was supposed to be her big comeback, but apparently they pulled it.
Yeah, because she's mean.
So now she's doing a kitty litter commercial for something called Cat Pride.
I saw that commercial. Boy.
Fresh and light. Now, I don't know a whole lot about kitty litter, but if you're going to be doing a kitty litter commercial, Fresh Step, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
That's like the only kitty litter everyone's ever heard of.
As far as I'm concerned with.
So apparently she's saying, Catherine Hagel is saying, look, I'm not just doing this commercial to make money. I'm doing it for charity. Turns out the charity is her own charity that she and her mean mother started for her brother who passed away. But it's some kind of foundation for her brother who died. But the foundation helps animals. This sounds like some old BS. This sounds like they're just like stealing money
it does
and lying about it. I don't know.
They put together a foundation.
Mm-hmm. In honor of her brother.
But it's really for animals.
Yeah, it's really for animals.
Is her brother a werewolf?
I don't know. A cat? I don't know. Was her brother, was he a lycanthrope? I think is the more popular thing to say.
Oh, right. That was non-PC of me.
That was a slur. No, but it's weird.
It's
you
a
know?
Weird thing. And to say that she's doing that just for the
It says, as a part of the launch, Cat's Pride is partnering with award-winning actress Katherine Heigl, best known for her roles in Grey's Anatomy, 27 Dresses, and Knocked Up, as the face and voice of our integrated marketing campaign. They should just say as the face and voice of kitty litter. Let's be real. They say as the face of Verizon, right? They don't say that. So the campaign includes TV, print, digital, radio. In addition, Cat's Pride is proud to support the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation. That was her brother.
Okay.
By donating a portion of every fresh and light ultimate care kitty litter purchase to support the foundation's work with animal advocacy.
Well, I'm sorry about her brother.
I am too, but, it sounds sketchy.
Yeah, I know. We got right to the sketch part without being compassionate. So we don't want to be like Katherine Heigl.
We don't want to be banned from Shonda Rhimes' next TV shows. Yeah. So I didn't know she was in Grey's Anatomy because I never watched that show. I don't like those kind of shows. Mm-hmm. So I guess she was doing quite well for a really long time. But the first thing I thought when I saw this Fresh and Light Cat's Pride commercial was, man, I really like Chelsea Handler. What's she doing? I was like, why is she doing a kitty? I think she's trying to come on like she's Chelsea Handler in the commercial. I didn't like what I saw.
Oh,
I don't know.
She's throwing a discount trying to.
It's weird.
And trying to take over
they say,
Chelsea's spotlight.
Also, sometimes they say people mistake her for Ashley Judd.
Ew.
And try to get her autograph, which is rude. So anyways, it was a celebrity show. It's Katherine Heigl for kitty litter. I can't believe, because you know how in the acting world, they're probably just rolling around on the floor laughing every time they see her. It doesn't matter how big your celebrity is. I mean, this is the kind of thing where, like, who's on her same level? Maybe someone like a Sarah Jessica Parker is like, man, I wouldn't do kitty litter.
Right.
You know, like, they're all sitting around, like, snickering about it.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, maybe.
And she's trying to class it up by, like,
it's for a
charity.
Foundation that you run with your mean, sketchy mother, who's also your manager, who people also don't like. Bizarre. Anyway, celebrity show. Kitty litter. What happened? Why even go into acting?
Yeah.
If that's where you're going to go. It's okay for people like us. We'll do kitty litter. Fine.
Who are we? Yeah, right.
That'd be the pinnacle of our career. You know.
I'll be on my tombstone.
Exactly. She did a kitty litter commercial.
Yeah.
That's it.
In the year.
The face of kitty litter.
Yeah. It'll be like a little cat with whiskers.
Yeah.
On my tombstone.
And then we can go to heaven finally because, you know, cats are God.
Yeah.
They're right? They did good work, these ladies. They did good work.
They're in service to
you
the
heard
master.
Their segments. Yeah. All right. What do you have?
I have here, I was looking at, this is interesting conversation topics.
Okay.
That
we can have?
Yeah. Okay. I was just, there is a list of like 100 different conversation starters in different categories.
Okay.
And I thought it would be fun.
Who is downloading this? Just some really dry-ass people.
Yeah, there is.
Who have to go to a party who are like, what am I going to do?
Yeah, right. So it's just to give them a list of things to think about.
Okay.
And then
on
try
the way
out.
There.
Try out.
Insane. What if they get there, they have 10 things, and they try them on, they're like, man, no one liked them.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave.
Well, they under the categories of beauty.
Okay.
Challenges.
Leave that alone.
Beauty.
How do you feel about yourself?
Massage.
Why is that a topic?
Family.
Why is massage a topic?
I know.
10 questions about massage.
Yeah.
Do you like a foot rub? Yes. Well, so much for that conversation. Like massage.
So if we were at a cocktail party and you're trying to strike up a conversation, something interesting.
Okay.
I'd be like, oh, I could talk about family. No. I could talk about
a massage. Massage.
A beauty.
Massage. Massage.
Here's the question.
This is gonna kill.
I'm gonna fire off a couple at you, and you're just gonna answer.
Now, am I witty in this?
You can be anything you want to be.
Okay.
We have never met each other.
Okay.
But we're in a little cocktail circle. And sipping your
how'd I get stuck with you? You don't even have good okay.
Yeah.
So I failed at the cut. I'm stuck with you.
After you're on your third martini.
Okay, and we're over by the Taylor ham rolls.
Yes. So what health benefits does a good massage give you?
What? This is like a quiz. It can make you feel more relaxed.
Oh, really? Do you prefer gentle relaxing massages? No. Or a strong massage that gives your muscles a good working over.
I think a sport massage.
Why?
I'm a very uptight person, and I need work on the calves.
What was the best massage you ever had?
Are you serious? What was the best massage I ever had? I think I had a really good massage on the beach in Antigua.
Beach? Oh.
What, now what, you're throwing off?
Is that a professional or amateur?
Of course it was professional. What do I look like? Like I'm just picking up Rent a Rasta? This guy was for real.
So can you imagine how this...
I've thrown my Taylor ham at you.
Yeah, okay. Now you can look, and you can ask me a couple
some.
Of questions.
These are terrible.
Yeah.
Does it say to rapid fire them at the person?
No, that was something that I just threw in there.
Okay.
That you can do. So you've got a couple of different things. You've got beauty, you've got family, you've got massage, which we covered.
Beauty? Okay.
Hello. All right, I'm on my third martini.
You're on your third martini. Yes. Beauty is all around us.
Oh, it sure is.
And strangely, we probably couldn't live without it. But can beauty be... Oh, I'm sorry. That's not the conversation. That's the preamble.
Oh, yeah.
That was working, though.
It was working.
It was working.
Me thinking about beauty.
Sorry.
I'm looking for more at the bottom of this glass.
Can products be beautiful?
Can products be beautiful?
Yeah, you heard me. This is terrible. She's challenging me.
Are you talking... Well, the packaging, sure.
Well, what makes...
weeks to develop the style.
It takes 12 weeks to develop the style.
Yeah.
What makes a product beautiful?
What makes it beautiful?
Yeah.
Usually the color.
What's the most beautiful product you own?
Oh, that's in my nightstand drawer.
That's what I was going to say too. Like, why do humans find things other than humans beautiful? This sounds like the worst come on ever. Why do humans find things other than humans beautiful? And I'm not done. And how does it help us?
This sounds like you are an alien or a vampire.
Yeah.
And you're trying to let me know that you are not human.
What if someone comes up to you and says, how does the absence of beauty affect people? That's rude. That's an insult. What do you mean? How would I know that? How would I know about the absence of beauty?
Yeah.
Clearly.
If there was an absence of beauty.
Wow.
Yeah, these are conversation starters.
This is terrible. What separates true friends from acquaintances? Wow. This person needs to start with small talk 101.
Yeah.
You're not ready for this.
Like, yeah, this you're is...
terrible. What are some failures you've had in your professional life? Why would you want to talk about that?
Oh my God. No, these are interview questions for a very
good
job.
Well, so here's one. Just casually. Do you usually learn from your failures, or do you keep repeating them because you're a moron?
Oh, I like to repeat them a few times because I want to be sure that they're wrong.
And also, I want to do it right.
Yeah.
The wrong way. That's so bizarre.
So crazy.
People are using these, too.
Yeah, people don't know what to say. And with you and I, it's like you're learning a lot about the questioner. People come up to you with these things.
I like yours of just repeat the question.
Yes.
What do you find beautiful? What do you find beautiful?
What do we...
That's
what you do. You
repeat
the question
back on
to
them.
Give you an end pause. Give you a moment to think about it. What is the weirdest question that you got at a cocktail party?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like at if it's a cocktail party, I'm already drunk.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. The last cocktail party I went to was an open bar.
Yeah.
And I got loaded and just was walking around with attitude. Yeah. Not in a bad way, but like with extra confidence that I just had, you know, there was no reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just walked around. I don't think I talked to anyone. I think I just talked to the bartender.
Okay.
I don't know. I think most of my cocktail conversations revolve around, can you put two olives in that?
Yeah.
Is there a tip jar? Yeah. Are you guys out of gin?
Yeah.
Is there more gin coming? Is that rosé? These are the kind of cocktail conversation starters that I like. You know, do you like to drink? Are there more napkins?
Yeah.
Where's the bathroom? Please tell me it's not downstairs, because that's bullshit. That kind of thing. That's where I go. I don't know. We should go to a cocktail party and whip these out.
Yeah, see what happens.
See what happens.
I think the weirdest, the strangest question I got, I was standing in an apartment, somebody's apartment, somebody's kitchen.
Okay.
And it's just face to face with some other guy.
Schmo.
And he was like, don't I know you from Carney Wilson's party? And I'm like,
what? Really?
It's like, no, I...
Who's Carney Wilson? From the Wilson
singer.
Phillips?
Yeah. It's like, why on earth would would you place me at Carney Wilson's place?
Yeah.
When?
You should.
Was I there?
Sure. Yes.
I don't know.
I would have been like, yes, that is me. Who did you think I was? I am that person.
I was at a cocktail party at your place, and everybody was very nice there. Everyone was very chatty.
At the beginning, yeah. It devolved towards the end of the evening.
But I like telling them, you know, they didn't ask me, but I offered the story of how I got my scar on my face.
No one asked. They're like, just go stand near her.
And guess what? See this? Let me tell you how I got this.
You should see the other guy.
Yeah.
That's what you should have said.
And it's,
they're like, Jaquetta invited one of her friends who's a bruiser. She's showing people scars and stuff, man.
Scars are a great conversation story.
I don't have mine anymore. They healed up. Yeah. I had a scar in the middle of my forehead. It was awesome. It looked like a little, like, you know how like a horse has a star in its face? It was one of those. It was there for years.
And then it went away,
so I got nothing to talk about now. Oh. Now I'm just talking about the drinks and where the bathroom is.
Yeah, usually accidents are a good thing to talk about, like a weird fall that you took.
Unless you're like missing, you don't have a nose, you're like, well, what happened?
Well,
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. Oh, I like it. All right, what do you have? We need one more.
Okay, we got some advice.
Oh, awesome. So Advice on Advice is a segment where we find advice on the internet that stinks.
And it's unqualified.
And we improve upon it by giving our advice on that advice. Hence, hashtag advice on advice.
Okay.
We don't even use these hashtags, but we like to say it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Okay. Let's see. I have a bunch here. This one is nice and fresh from January.
Is that what it's called? Nice and fresh?
Yeah.
We're going to make it real funky for you people.
Yeah. I'm getting married.
Great. Congratulations.
To the love of my life. My boyfriend and I have been dating 2 years. The problem is that his 22-year-old son, who lives at home, doesn't like me.
Wow. Who lives at home is the problem. That's the problem.
He even told his dad he never liked me and never will.
Okay. Fine.
My boyfriend's son has caused many problems, even quitting his 40-hour job to party every weekend, working only 3 days a week.
Huh? Wait a minute. He didn't quit his 40-hour job to party every weekend.
Right.
He quit his 40-hour job and he's partying on a weekend.
Right. And he's also working 3 days a week.
Okay.
I told my boyfriend that his 22-year-old son needs to move out and start his own life and let us live ours.
True.
Every time I'm over there, he acts up. He won't talk, and he slams doors. I've had enough. Mm-hmm. I can't even park in the garage because he said it's his spot.
Really? He sounds like a little bitch.
My boyfriend said he couldn't make him move his car. I'm 50, and his son is only 22. What should I do?
Wow.
About how many questions do you receive in a typical month?
Okay. That's the closing?
The closing. Not even a PS.
No.
It's just right there.
Yeah. Like, are you going to get to this? Is what she's saying.
I need an answer. Yeah. I really do need an answer.
Like today.
How many do you get in a month? Because this one should be.
And then this advice person left that in.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Oh. And so the advice is, excited as you are about getting married, you might want to postpone the event.
Indefinitely.
The two of you need to work on what you expect and will put forth with his son. While I can understand the son's resentment of you, you're not his mother.
Yeah, but he's also not a child.
Yeah, you should have to put up with disrespectful behavior from him. Since your boyfriend is the father, he has an important role to play in setting expectations for his son.
Mm-hmm. He's clearly not done that.
Yeah. While the son doesn't have to like you, he does have to show respect for you. You might want to think about making a concession to the son, perhaps telling him that he can keep his parking spot. But in exchange, you expect him to treat you with respect when you visit.
That's not going to happen.
The three of you together should also work on a timeline for when the son will move out of the house.
No, none of this. I'm trouncing this advice. I like the first part. The first part is that I think you might want to reconsider this marriage because it seems like they're going to get married and then start living together. And the father hasn't resolved this stuff with the son. So then how's that going to go?
Yeah.
He's not a little boy. He's 22.
But that's another thing. You're letting the son control your love life. You can't have other people telling you what to do.
That's what I'm saying. The father is not, doesn't seem like he's mature enough to go into a marriage if he can't even deal with the situation.
Right.
You know? Like, I understand that the son might feel bad because there's someone moving in, it's not his mother, all this kind of stuff. But the parking spot thing, that's just really petty.
Yeah.
I'm assuming these people might be white. Because if it was black woman, you'd be like, I fucking got that car out of there. The car's gone.
Yeah, right.
Car's gone.
The car's in pieces.
What car?
Yeah.
You know?
drive into another neighborhood. Yeah. Yes. A bunch of kids. They have at it.
Yes. Enjoy.
Yeah.
It's insured.
In 24 hours, we're going to report it stolen. Do what you will.
Do what you have to do. Does anyone need to take a kid somewhere? Does anyone need a car right now?
Yeah.
Doesn't have one. Enjoy.
Yeah. So basically letting this kid who's 22.
Who's an adult.
Who's an adult. Right. Run their lives is no good.
Yeah. That's no good.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'd want to marry someone who is not standing up for themselves, mm-hmm. and then not going to stand up for the relationship. I might say, look, if you're not going to move out, we're moving out.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Like, keep your car there. Keep it forever. Here is the lease.
Right.
Get paying.
Yeah.
See you later.
The mortgage.
Yeah. Because this is a 22-year-old kid.
Yeah. Well, because he's 22. Yeah. He's going to want to party. He's wanting.
Yeah.
This is the time where he's going to do all these things. Where sure. He's gonna, work or not work or mess things up or whatever, and whatever you're going to allow him to do, if you're going to allow him to stay.
But if you can't, I don't think that can, you can't start a new marriage like that. So we have to, even though these people are older, we have to consider them as newlyweds.
Yeah.
So are you going to start your marriage and then the son is going to be, you know what I mean? Yeah, like that's going to put a pull on the whole thing. So you would marry the guy anyway and then just deal with the son?
No, I'd find a way to deal with the son, but I'm not going to
call off the marriage.
No.
It makes me think there's something wrong with the husband to be. Do you know what I mean? Because he's not handling his shit.
Yeah.
He's letting his son boss him around.
That's right.
You know? Like, he should have had a word with his son already and be like, you know, this woman is the woman I'm planning on spending the rest of my life with. Mm-hmm. She's going to be a part of our family.
Yeah.
You know? She's never going to be your mother, but she is the woman that I care about. Don't mistreat her.
Right, because the father is only, the only thing that the father is saying is, my boyfriend said he couldn't make him move his car.
That's yeah,
the only
he can.
Thing he said. That's the only thing he said. It's not like he didn't address any of the other, the disrespect and the slamming.
He can make him move his car with the key.
Yeah.
Or, alternatively, there's this thing called a tow truck.
Yeah.
Which is, like, if you don't move it, it's going
to
get moved.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a big deal to have the son have a parking spot if it's in the garage. I don't care.
Like, no, that but that's, I don't know. There's something, I don't know, there's something weird going on there.
There is.
Like, what's more important? How long is that son going to be there?
Yeah.
Forever? I don't know. 22? Get out. He had a full-time job.
Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe things were fine. He had a full-time
job. Yeah,
he
had a full-time
job.
Acting
just fine until this woman came in.
Yeah.
What about her? What is her deal?
Yeah, what's going on? Like, why did he quit his job? Why is he partying? What's happening? I don't know.
He doesn't know. He knows something about her.
Maybe. I wouldn't.
And he's trying to keep his father from marrying her by acting this way.
Or he's just being a selfish kid. You know what I mean? He's just being a selfish kid who doesn't want a step-parent around.
Yeah.
Which is, I never had a step-parent because, frankly, who would marry either of my parents? Like, parents never got married, and then no one would ever marry them. So I never had a fear of that growing up. Mm-hmm. But I remember some of my friends having to deal with these, like, characters coming in and out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there could be something there. There could be the son is kind of like, this woman's a little shady. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they got to resolve that situation because if they're going to live all together under that roof, that is the father's roof, by the way, not the son's.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like, but still, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't know. No,
and he's 22. I think that if that were me and my mom married some dude I didn't like, I'd be like, you know, I'm moving out. Mm-hmm. Right? You're 22.
Right.
Why wouldn't you just leave?
Well, yeah, you need to leave at this point.
Yeah.
Don't you want to?
You should have left anyway.
I was itching to leave.
I left at 14. What are you talking about? By the time I was 22, I was like, eh. If I went back now, I wouldn't even know what it is.
Yeah.
So bizarre.
No, I was dying to go. I think I
was 21. Yeah, don't
21,
you want to get out?
21 and out.
And I don't know where they're living, but if he's got a car, then it's not, he's not in Manhattan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
it's a suburb.
Go live with your friends. Like normal 22-year-olds. You want to party and have a good time? I don't know. I just think at the beginning of a marriage that you need some space to yourselves.
Yeah.
And this kid is not going to, you know, the problem is going to be dealing with the son as opposed to dealing with the normal problems of being in a new marriage, right?
Yeah,
which is
right.
problematic as it is,
right.
I think. But yeah, I would have moved that. If I were this woman, I would have moved that car. That car be gone.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Sounds like a battle of the wills.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at HeyYouKnowIt.com. Thanks. listen to.
There was one story about that band where they were on tour or something, and they were on a plane or in a...
They get booed just for being...
But they let loose the contents of the bathroom. The plane, you know, people use the bathroom on the plane or whatever. And then there's a release mechanism, and the plane dumps out the contents somewhere.
Would the plane protested by just taking a shit on Dave Matthews' pants? They're like, screw this.
Something about the plane, either a plane dumped on their bus, or they were on the plane and dumped on another bus.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
I don't like Dave Matthews'
pants. I would have looked it up had I known you were talking about Dave Matthews, because I only remember half the story.